We talked about Senate Bills 1 and 34 last week, and Senate Bill 34, your issue related to workers' compensation, is on its way to the House.
Yes, it came up this week and be perfected and printed, and then also a third read and sent to the House, got it passed, and went relatively smoothly. Had to have a couple amendments put on it, but they probably enhanced the bill somewhat, and I think this will be a real asset for employers. They will now have a way of accessing a database at the Department of Labor and find out if a person has had work comp claims before and the amount of them and if, whether they're open or closed. And I think this would be significant for the employer because probably wouldn't want to hire somebody who's had 15 claims against their back if they're going to work in a warehouse or use their back. So it's designed to help the employer and also to help the person that might apply for the job and still not be physically able to handle the job, but wanting it so bad that he might not let it be known the amount of claims he's had against his back.
A good point, and that is that this really benefits employers and benefits taxpayers overall as well.
Yeah, it's a good thing for taxpayers and stuff like that. And I, on the House floor, I mentioned that if you're going to have your house painted and found out that the painter you were considering had sued the last three people he'd worked for falling off the ladder, then that's probably not someone you would hire to paint your house. And this is the same type thing, just to ensure that the employer gets good employees that are going to stick with him and that can turn out product for him and be good for business and for that person.
Any surprises in researching the bill that such a database didn't exist or doesn't exist already?
I was amazed it did not exist, and I was told that you could make a writ request, and I employed 135 people at my business last and had no idea that that information was even available. But to make it available, you had to fill out a state form, mail it in, took 1 to 2 weeks to process, took three people in the division to process it, and then mail back to you. And 2 weeks may be too long. You may need an employee immediately. It's not fair to either one to make them wait over this. So I was amazed how cumbersome the system is and how fast this will be. The person, the employer, can only do this in the pre-employment stage. He would enter in your name and current information and then should instantly have that information available to him. And there is a penalty for anybody that might use it. And there's also some federal laws that would prohibit somebody from abusing it.
Tough to speculate sometimes, but any idea of how this will fare in the House?
I think it'll fare really well because it's nonpartisan. But had Democrats stand up on the Senate side and talk about what a good bill it was and compliment me on the bill and had Republicans that liked the bill, it should go through the House well. I don't have a House handler yet, but I will come up one next week and start that process.